All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better, and I just pray that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you fight the good fight of faith. You stay on that narrow path. You keep on the armor of God. You keep spreading the gospel. You keep doing his will. You keep doing Father's business, and you keep doing the Great Commission and helping out as much people as you can along your journey, all right? Yes, yes, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to get closer to him. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for his word, his covenants, his promises, and everything above. Amen. We got to be able to thank the Lord more often and be much more grateful and appreciative, all right? We got to thank the Lord for protecting us going in and coming out, all right? Because so much can happen with the vice of the world and everything going on. So we just have to appreciate everything that God has given us, all right? Too many people complain, not enough people worship in truth and the spirit, okay? So let us be more appreciative of everything from now on, all right? Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody. Greetings, body of Christ. Shalom, family. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I'm praying for you all. Love you all. And we're scattered all four corners of the earth, but we are all serving the same creator, and we are all fighting a good fight together. Amen. So, brothers and sisters of Christ, I appreciate all of you for the support and comfort. It means a lot to me, all right? Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather together, praise the Lord, be united as one in the body of Christ. Let us all be in love, peace, harmony, and let us always have a merry heart, gladness, joy, iron sharpens iron, and so forth. All right. We have to uplift one another in Christ. We have to encourage one another in the Lord, and we have to keep reaching out to these lost people, these lost souls, okay? Many people out there are very hurting, tortured, tormented, damaged, so we have to really help these people with the word and their relationships with God, amen? Yes, yes, y'all. So a lot going on, all right? So let us keep working hard for the Lord. Let us love the Lord our God with all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Let us obey the Lord. Let us obey his word. Let us obey the gospel. Let us know the Lord better on a deeper, farther level, okay? It's very important that we keep strengthening our relationship with the Lord day by day, all right? Yes, yes, let us do Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until Jesus comes back, all right? He has come back for a people, a church, a spot with no blemish, wrinkle, or what have you, all right? No wrinkle, no blemish, no spot. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He is coming back in an hour that nobody knows but the Father. All right, so let us stay ready so we don't have to get ready. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So, all right, so today's message, we're going to continue our Bible reading series, all right? The last episode, we was on the book of James, which was a very excellent read. So now we're on the book of 1 Peter, all right? So what we're going to do is go through the book of 1 Peter, and then we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with priestly blessing, and we'll also close out with giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So before we go into 1 Peter chapter 1, we're just going to read the commentary introduction before it and then go from there. All right. So here we go. All right. The author, the Apostle Peter, the audience, early Christians who scattered because of persecution from outside the church, the date, about AD 62 through 64, the setting, the Apostle Peter, possibly writing from Rome, addresses how to live victoriously despite the torture and murder of fellow Christians. Essentials of 1 Peter. Like misery, hardship loves company. An expert in both self-induced hardship and suffering at the hands of others, the Apostle Peter is an encouraging companion during times of difficulty. He knows all about moments of brilliance followed by periods of miserable failure. He understands firsthand the feeling of confident faith undermined by sudden challenges. He personally knows the experience of God's mercy and forgiveness. Certainly, the original readers of his letter also realized Peter's unique qualifications to address both challenges and encouragement. As you read 1 Peter, notice how the apostle weaves together lofty goals and practical purposes that you can apply to your life, proposes that you can apply to your life, no matter what trials you face. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful, marvelous light. Chapter 2, verse 9. Amen. What to look for in 1 Peter: powerful pictures of life in Christ, a review of salvation, hope-based evangelism, facing suffering for the sake of Christ, leading others during times of suffering. All right, all right. Now let us go to the book of 1 Peter chapter 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Praise to God for a living hope. Praise be to the God of and our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and it's an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning the salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you, when they spoke of the things that have not been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. Be holy. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, "Be holy because I am holy." Since you call on a Father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart, for you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. All right, so that is the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 reading. All right, so as we review the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, Peter just goes more into detail about just praising God, and he's the true living hope. And through everything that you go through, you always keep your eyes fixed on him, and that you have to think eternally and long run and everlasting kind of mindset and approach when it comes to salvation, Christ, eternal life, and things of that nature. And being able to bear with the things going on within this world and dealing with the hardships, but pressing on towards the Lord. That's what Peter basically goes through within 1 Peter chapter 1. He also stressed to us to be holy, to live holy because God is holy. You know, God's presence is so powerful that only holy people could really dwell in it. You know, his presence, his glory is so powerful, it could literally kill somebody. Because when someone's so filthy or is not holy, you know, his presence could consume them, like when you read in the Old Testament, how that happened a lot of times. All right, so We have to be holy. We got to do better, live better, what have you. Furthermore, Peter just goes more into detail about concerning the salvation of prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you. Search intently and with greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstance to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing them, was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. All right, so this is just revisiting all the things that Christ endured for us and how to keep mind of those things. And it's also reminding us of the Holy Spirit and glorious joy, salvation, living holy, being purified, obeying the truth, and always understanding that God's word is everlasting. It's eternal. It's forever. All right. Everything, people, the world, all this stuff is temporary, but God's word is forever. Amen. So that's mostly what Peter stressed to us within chapter one. Before I go into 1 Peter chapter 2, I would love to read the commentary within 1 Peter chapter 1, all right? So let us go through this commentary and go from there, okay? Today's Bible reading, 1 Peter chapter 1. Recommended reading, 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 8 through 20. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. And verses 5. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 all the way through 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, and also the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 16. The title of this commentary is In Two Worlds at Once. Most of us inhabit at least two worlds. For example, we live in one world of home and family and another of work. We have other worlds too, like the burger joint where we grab a quick lunch before we move on to our next world. Even in the first century, the Apostle Peter understood this concept. He makes frequent references to this world and the eternal, explaining that the way we respond to events in this life produces lasting effects in the eternal world, so that what happens here influences us there. This shouldn't be surprising. We know, for example, that a nutritious breakfast in the morning affects the way we approach the rest of our day. And we understand that despite our efforts to keep the worries of work from following us home, our family members can usually sense when we are preoccupied with our jobs. So it shouldn't seem strange that the way we live in the physical world affects our experience of the spiritual world. Notice how effortlessly the apostle connects these two worlds for us. He commends those who love Christ without ever having seen him, for such faith leads to a life filled with inexpressible and glorious joy. Verse 8. He assures believers who successfully sustained fiery trials that they'll enjoy invaluable faith as an outcome of this painful process. Verse 7. To Christians suffering persecution and other troubles, Peter promises a magnificent eternal inheritance. Verse 4. Does that eternal spiritual world seem distant to you? Or does Scripture's portrayal of this profound reality motivate you to endure what otherwise might be too difficult for you to bear? If you've been discouraged lately by opposition or setbacks in this life, give thought to the inheritance waiting for you. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. What physical worlds, home and work, Sundays and weekdays, do you struggle to connect? Does it seem unnatural for you to think of the spiritual world when you live in this one? Why or why not? What steps can you take to experience a love for Christ that is full of inexpressible and glorious joy? Verse 8. In other words, quote unquote, in the understanding of the moment, never has anyone accomplished so little by the sacrifice of a consecrated life as did Christ, Jesus Christ. And yet, in this same instant, eternally understood, he had accomplished all. And on that account said, with eternity's wisdom, it is finished, quote unquote. Soren Kierkegaard. Okay, Kierkegaard, that's who made the quote. All right, so, yep, that's the commentary. All right, 1 Peter chapter 1, and two worlds at once. All right. Battling with this physical carnal world we're in right now, and then having our mindset on the long run, the eternal life, a spiritual world, okay? So we're in between a physical and a spiritual world right now, okay? So we got to stay strong, people. Have to stay strong, okay? Now let us go to the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, all right? The book of 1 Peter chapter 2, here we go. And this is the word, and therefore rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. The living stone and a chosen people. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God, and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, and a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. To his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you, as aliens and strangers in the world, to abstain from sinful desires, which war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. Submission to rulers and masters. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as the supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as servants of God. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God. Honor the king. Slaves, submit yourselves to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. For it is commendable if a man bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because he is conscious of God. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. To this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Yes, yes, amen. All right, that's the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 reading right there. That's a very excellent read right there. As we review chapter 2, it just goes more further to detail. Paul letting us know to get rid of all malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. All right, we're basically like newborn babies. We crave spiritual milk, you know, born again, new creature in Christ. All right, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now you have tasted that the Lord is good. As soon as I saw that scripture, I thought of what David said. David in Psalms, he said, "Oh, taste and see how good the Lord is." So that's the first scripture that popped in my mind when it says, "How you taste the Lord and it is good." You know, just having the senses, you know, of seeing, hearing, tasting, feeling, touching, like, you know, God's presence, the Holy Spirit. How good he really is, how good his presence is, how great of a God he is, how amazing he is in our lives. So you have to always have that sense and that feel for him, all right? You always have to. Furthermore, Peter just goes more to detail about describing how he is the living stone and we are a chosen people. And I just love how Peter just goes into detail explaining that we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I love that scripture so much because that really is a confidence booster. That really assures us, that validates us. When you're lost in this world and you try to follow after people, try to fit in with people, you really lose your way and you really get lost in that heavy. You know what I'm saying? And many of us have gone through many phases like that throughout our lives where we try to fit in with people so bad, we try to be down and we try to get validation, always seek attention or always want people to understand us. But here Peter tells us, like, hey, we are chosen people, we are royal priesthood, we are holy nation, we are people belonging to God, and we're people full of light. We have the Most High's light, fire, radiation all within us, and we're not even embracing that. People walk around with insecurities or low self-esteem and all these different mixed up negative emotions and feelings, and You're not supposed to walk around like that. That's not supposed to be your condition. Right, you're a royalty. You're a royal priesthood. Right, you're a treasure. You're a peculiar people. You're chosen. You're set apart. You're holy. You're consecrated. You should be rejoicing about that. You should thank God that he's able to do that for us, because we can't boast on ourselves. You have to boast in the Lord. His mercy and grace allowed us to be like this. His blood shedding for our sins allowed all of this. Amen. So, you know, we got to appreciate how the true royalty comes from the Lord. True royalty, you know, the Most High validated us, man. We don't need validation from this world. We're in this world, but not of it. You know what I mean? We're just passing by, passing through it. So we got to stop seeking approval from people so much, all right? God's approval matters. Jesus' validation matters. And Jesus validated us by dying for our sins, all right? So you should not have self-esteem issues or insecurities when you are a royal priesthood, all right? You should not be walking around with low self-esteem and feeling down about yourself when the word constantly uplifts you, encourages you, and God is reminding you how special and awesome you are to him. All right. You're not special and awesome in a narcissist, prideful, arrogant way. You're awesome, special royalty due to him, his power, his love, his grace, his mercy, his son's blood shed for us, you know. So that's the true power and royalty right there. Okay. I love how Peter just reminds us of that. He goes further to say how he is the precious cornerstone. He's the stone that the builders rejected. You know, he is the capstone. And that's very, very true. Amen. Very amazing. We serve an awesome God, his son. We definitely do. Also, Peter goes into detail just saying how one time in our lives we were a people. We were not a people, but now we're people of God. So that's to always humble us and let us know our place where we stand and understand where we're coming from. All right. All of us are coming from crazy walks of life or a crazy past or darkness, all those different things. But we're now in his light. Okay. We're in this marvelous light. Okay. And that, you know, now we're people of God. And at one time we didn't have mercy, and now we have mercy. Amen. So Peter says, dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires, which war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. Mm-hmm. So we out here, people, we out here. We set apart people. We're scattered off four corners of the earth. And we still follow God's example. Amen. We still follow Christ's example, okay? Yes, yes, y'all. And furthermore, Peter just goes into detail about how to deal with certain environments, dealing with people with established positions, what have you, and how to always serve God through it all, no matter what environment you're in, and to always stay strong through it. All right, always stay strong through it, because it's a reminder of saying how, you know, Christ suffered for us. You know, so we got to follow that example, follow his footsteps. And it goes further into saying how when they hurled insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, we have been healed. For you are like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. All right. So always stay strong in these environments. Through harsh people and, you know, hostile people, just stay strong through it, okay? Don't get so rattled in the spirit of offense and all that. Stay strong, okay? Because Christ, he went about it like a soldier, so you have to as well, okay? All righty. So there you have it. That is the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 reading, all right? Now let's go into 1 Peter chapter 3. All right, 1 Peter chapter 3, here we go. Wives and husbands, wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives. When they see the purity and reverence of your lives, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. For this is the way the holy women of the past who put their hope in God used to make themselves beautiful. They were submissive to their own husbands, like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him her master. You are her daughters if you do what is right and do not give way to fear. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life. So that nothing will hinder your prayers. Suffering for good, suffering for doing good. Finally, all of you, live in harmony with one another, be sympathetic, love as brothers, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing, because to this you were called so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. He must turn from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. But in your heart set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. It is better if it is God's will to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ died for sins once for all the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive by the Spirit, through whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who disobeyed long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it, only a few people, eight in all, were saved through water. And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a good conscience towards God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him. Alrighty. That is the book of 1 Peter chapter 3 reading. Very excellent read. Very effective. As we review chapter 3, Peter just goes more into detail about wives and husbands having respect for one another and being together and for the Lord and how to carry themselves and present themselves and being worthy and great in God's sight. You know, tell the women to submit to their husbands and to be beautiful on the inside more than the outside and not be in vain. All right, it's all about the inside. And furthermore, Peter presses and charges husbands to be considerate to their wives and respect them. All right, and that so that you embrace the gracious gift of life and that nothing will hinder your prayers. So husbands and wives out there, married people, y'all stay together and pray together, okay? And y'all have that respect for one another, okay? Everything don't got to be all negative, weird, and toxic and stuff, man. There's too much of that out here, okay? It's too many broken marriages, too much broken households, too much pride and strife and malice in between partners. And, you know, Peter tells husbands and wives to work it out, pray together, respect one another, love one another, and be strong with each other, okay? So that goes further into that. As we review 1 Peter chapter 3, it goes further to detail about suffering for doing good and how you know, Christ suffered for us and was persecuted. We have to endure similar things as well. All right. And that we always suffer for the Lord. We always suffer doing good, suffer for the gospel, for your beliefs. Be firm, have that conviction, and always be strong about your beliefs. Don't bend or fold or what have you, because certain environments you might be in, you'll definitely get persecuted and attacked for your faith and your beliefs and your stance on everything, especially in these times that we're in, because we see all the wicked things going on more than ever, especially how woke and, you know, how agenda-driven everything in every environment is now. So certain work environments or spaces or certain corporate places, you know, there's a lot of evil and weird stuff there. So when you're the only person in that environment who believes in God or what have you, be strong and courageous and bold about your beliefs in Christ, and you know, the Lord will bless you and reward you. All right, so understand that it's a blessing to be suffering for doing good, to you know, suffer for the Lord. All right, it's God's will. All right, because a lot of people suffer for doing evil. A lot of people out there in the world suffer doing bad things and get bad judgment. But when you suffer for the gospel, you suffer for God, for Christ, you cannot go wrong with that at all. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So be strong when people are malicious towards your behavior and example, and people hit you with their slanders and all that. Like, gotta stay strong through that, okay? Gotta stay strong. And then Peter just goes more further to detail about being patient for the Lord. And he used Noah as an example and how the ark was built and everything, and just put a few people in there safe through the water. And he goes further saying how this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of good conscience towards God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him. Yes, yes, y'all. So always have your mind on Christ and to do better for him. Amen. And be patient in whatever you're dealing with or enduring right now. Okay, people. Before I go into 1 Peter chapter 4, I just want to read this in commentary scripture within 1 Peter chapter 3, okay? The title of it is God Values Suffering for Righteous Causes. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. It is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. All right, so let's keep that in mind, amen? Let's keep that in mind. Now, let us go into 1 Peter chapter 4. Living for God. Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin. As a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God. For you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry. They think it's strange that you do not plunge with them into the same flood of dissipation, and they heap abuse on you, but they will have to give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is the reason the gospel was preached even to those who are now dead, so that they might be judged according to men in regard to the body, but live according to God in regard to the spirit. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Suffering for being a believer, for being a Christian. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the spirit of glory and of God rests on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or thief or any other kind of criminal, or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. For it is time for judgment to begin with the family of God. And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? So then those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. Yes, yes, amen. So I would like to read this in commentary scripture after the whole reading. We'll just get through five. But as we review 1 Peter chapter 4, it just goes further into detail about living for God and being on point for him, how much Christ suffered for us, how we have to suffer for our lifestyle for him and our ways in him as well. Okay. And, you know, you will go through it, people. I'm telling you, these last days, you will go through it, man. Me, you, I'm telling you. All right. This world is getting more wicked and evil by the day. So when we go through all the things we're about to endure, that's why when Christ comes back, you know, we're going to have so much joy. And it's going to be, of course, he's going to come in all his glory and everything, but we're going to have so much joy because of what we endured and experienced before he came back. You see what I'm saying? So stay strong, people. Stay strong. All right. This world is speeding up and going in a very weird direction, and they are going to take it out on us. All right. I'm just letting you know, you guys have to stop this biased, prejudiced spirits. Y'all got to stop thinking of this black, white, Latino, Asian stuff, man. Any believer out there, all four corners of the earth, that's who they're attacking. Okay, so you got to understand that. It's an all four corners thing. It's not just a certain place, certain country. It's a whole world prophetic thing going on, okay? It's a whole shift. So Got to endure and stay strong. There's already a bunch of Asians in certain totalitarian countries being persecuted. The church is getting burnt down. Certain parts of Africa, there are believers out there getting slayed too. In the Middle Eastern as well. Believe it or not, not every Middle Eastern person is into Islam or Muslim. Some of them are Christians. Some of them are believers too. So it's an all four corners thing, okay? And when it hits America, it's going to be a lot, very, very ugly and weird. I'm just, very demonic. I'm just letting you know. Because it's like basically here low key, but not full mode. You know what I'm saying? It's like little this and that, then and there. But when it's like full, that's when it's really on a lot, man. Church, y'all going to see it. So let us suffer for the gospel. Let us suffer for Christ. Let us obey God through it all. Let us continue to do good. Let us stay committed to the Lord's will. Amen. Stay committed to God's will, people. God's will and our faith and our stability is going and our consistency is what keep us going. All right, so hang in there, people. Hang in there, okay. Now, what I would love to do is now go to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5. All right, the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5. Here we go. To elders and young men, to the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's suffering, and one who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Mm-hmm. Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time, casting all your cares and anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Yes, be self-controlled and alert, sober. Your enemy, the devil, prowls like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. Mm-hmm. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. Final greetings. With the help of Silas, whom I regard as a faithful brother, I have written to you briefly, encouraging you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it. She who is in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends you her greetings, and so does my son Mark. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. Alrighty, alrighty. That is the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 reading. All right, I would like to go over this scripture commentary within it. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. God is concerned for us when we're anxious. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Amen. That scripture right there, man. We got to keep repeating that one all day, all night long. There's so much people out here who are vexed, worried, stressed, anxious. Got a lot of anxiety, sleeping issues. They got their mind on a million things at once. There's people just worrying so much, you know, worrying and stressed out. And we got to cast all of our anxiety on him, because only he cares for us, people. God cares for us, people. He cares about what we're dealing with. He cares about our situation. He cares for us. All right. You cannot walk around thinking like God is not looking or he's not caring for you. The Lord is purifying you, refining you, strengthening you. All right. The discipline of the Lord, do not fret against it. Do not get so worked up when he's disciplining you. All right. But you don't got to be a robot about this journey. All right? You got to be expressive, too. You got to cry out to God. You got to let him know what's on your mind. You got to let him know everything on your heart. Cast all your anxiety on him. It says not a few of it, not some of it, all of it. Cast all your anxiety on him, all of it. Every worry, every concern, everything bothering you, cast it all on him, because he cares for us. Amen. And when you read, when we review 1 Peter chapter 5, you know, Peter was just really addressing the elders and the young men. You know what I mean? He's just telling us like, hey, you know, it's very important that, you know, let us not be greedy for money, and let us, you know, let us be eager to serve. Let us be willing to do God's work, God's will. All right. You don't got to feel sluggish or forced. You got to be willing to do it on your part, your behalf. Amen. Got to have a good attitude approach to this. All right. It says, when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. So that's another crown in heaven that is described. Okay, the crown of glory. So we discussed what the five crowns was yesterday, message, okay? As we know, the five crowns are the crown of life, the incorruptible crown, the crown of righteousness, the crown of glory, the crown of rejoicing. With the crown of glory, we understand through 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 2 through 4, is really granted to whoever shepherd the flock in an unselfish love, being a good example to others, okay? So the example we set is counted, all right? It matters. Remember, we're giving account to everything to the Lord, so God sees it all, and I want to see everybody in their crowns, man. We got to get in our crowns, people, treasures in heaven, man. We got to really do our part while we're here, okay? We got to do our part, all right? Because down here, this earth, this test, this matrix is like auditions, you know? It's like an audition. It's a tryout, you know? When it comes to the judgment, are you going to make the cut? Is your name going to be on the Lamb's Book of Life? Will Jesus tell you, well done, good, faithful servant? Or will he tell you, depart from me, I never knew you, worker of iniquity, wicked, lazy servant? You do not want to hear that. Those are the scariest words a person could probably hear, man. So you want to hear the well done, good, faithful servant. You want that crown, whether it's a crown of glory, a crown of righteousness, a crown, you know, you got to get them crowns, people, all right? He is a reward to those who seek him diligently. So while we're on this earth right now, with the time that we have, we have to constantly keep seeking him day by day and doing his will day by day and reaching out to as many people as we can day by day. Okay? It's very important, y'all. Very important. And yeah, furthermore, Peter just goes more into detail, obviously, about, we have to respect those who are older than us and have humility towards one another. Peter goes on to say, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. He goes further into saying, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's almighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Mm-hmm. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be self-controlled, be sober and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to this eternal glory in Christ after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. Yes. Be sober and alert. Got to be watchful. Not fearful, but watchful. Alert, careful. All right. And I love how it says to humble ourselves under his hand, his mighty hand, that he could lift us up in due timing. All right, God's timing, due timing is perfect timing, people. Cast all your anxiety on him, man, and all of it. All right, and the enemy, he's like a roaring lion. So you got to remember, you know, he goes to and fro, just like the book of Job describes. So he's going around attacking as much people as he can. You know, he's going after the saints, me, you know what I'm saying? So got to be firm, people. Got to resist him. Stand firm in the faith, all right? And this is why I always pray for all four corners, because I know we're all going through our tests, trials, tribulations, sufferings in different various ways. That's why I always say prayers for all four corners. Amen. Always. All right. Because we're all going through our battles. Amen. So and at the end of 1 Peter chapter 5, Peter just goes on with his final greetings with the help of Silas, whom I regard as a faithful brother. I've read to you briefly, encourage you, testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it. All right. She who is in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends you her greetings, and so does my son Mark. Greet one another with the kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. All right. So that sums up the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 reading. All right. So there you have it. That's the 1 Peter reading. Just 5 chapters. All right. The books in the New Testament are a lot more shorter, but very effective, very brief, effective, much shorter. When you read the Old Testament, it's a lot more longer, detailed, and thorough. The New Testament is a lot more brief, sharp, just potent, straight to the cut, straight to the gore, off the hip. So, it's just 5 chapters in there, but very powerful. You know, it talks about how to suffer, how to go through it for God's glory, how to hang in there for Christ, you know. And we need to remind that of ourselves every day, man, because I'm telling you, this spiritual warfare is intense. So, you know, gotta hang in there, people. Gotta stay strong, and we gotta, you know, be united all four corners, man. We have to, amen. So there you have it, all right? That's the book of First Peter reading. What I'd love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen. All right, y'all, so here we go. Yes, yes, y'all, hallelujah, y'all. He is the hope for humanity, most definitely, y'all. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true, and living God, the Alpha and Omega, amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faithful and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge. He is the king, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings, the Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness. The Lord is my banner. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is our righteousness. The Lord is my deliverer. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my strength. The Lord shelters me. The Lord protects me. The Lord comforts me. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. The Lord, our redeemer. The Lord, our salvation, our deliverer, our healer. Yes, yes, y'all. The Lord, my portion. The Lord, my rock. The Lord, my strength, my shield, my everything. Yes, all. Yes, yes, y'all. The Lord, our God, is one. Mm-hmm. Yahweh Yahuwah Yahweh Shai Yahweh Ben Yahweh Yahya Shai Yeshua HaMashiach Barakathah Shalom Shalom Yeshua Elohim Ahaya Shai Yehosha Yeshua Yehusha Yehusha Yehosha Yehusha. He is the consuming fire. He is the God of heaven and earth. He is the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies. Yes, his son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. The sufficient one, the name above all names. He is a sustainer, amen. He is a sustainer, most definitely. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven. Most definitely is a consuming fire, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star. The Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example. The rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Yehosha, Yeshua, Yehusha. He is the word of Ahaya Yeshaya. He is the word of the consuming fire. Amen. His word is pure like silver, as David said. Amen. His word is amazing. His word is the double-edged sword. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all, most definitely. We serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Yes, yes, y'all, boast in the Lord, boast in the Lord, boast in the Lord. Think about what the Lord has brought you through and what he still continue to do through you, amen. Just think about where God brought you from, amen, and give him some praise, honor, and glory. Give him all the praise, honor, all the glory, all the honor. Thank the Lord for what he got you out of, what he got you through. He got you out that bad situation. He got you out that bad relationship. He got you out that bad environment, that house, that apartment complex. He got you through that car accident. He got you through them health problems. He got you through cancer, them diseases, that sickness. Only the Lord can do it. Amen. Only his son's blood can do it. Hallelujah. Only his blood can do that. For sure. Boast in the Lord, y'all. Boast in him. Tell everybody how amazing he is. Most definitely. Serve an awesome creator and his son, y'all. Boast in the Lord. His son is amazing. He is the seed of Abraham promise, the seed of Adam humanity, the seed of David kingship, the seed of God deity, the seed of Jacob nationality, the seed of Judah tribe, the seed of Shem race, the seed of woman prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, love. New mind, new heart, new soul, new heart of flesh, not of stone. Warm heart, forgiving heart, stability, firm, faithfulness, loyalty, prosperity, joy, gladness, merry heart. New hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new seasons, new life, new dreams, new visions, new prophetic things. Yes, yes, y'all, new everything, new blessings. Behold, the Lord is doing a new thing. You are a new creature in Christ. You are born again. You are new. Repentance, baptism, healing, restoration, deliverance. I speak those things over your life. Stability, strength, love, goodness, comfort, and peace. I speak those things over your life in Jesus' name. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So there you have it, okay? There you have it. That is the book of 1 Peter reading. Very excellent read. Very happy to share the word with you all. Let us be doers of the word, and let us spread the word to others out there who really needs it. Amen. We never know what the next person is going through until they admit and confess. All right. So hang in there. Stay strong, people, and pour it all to the Lord. Cast all your anxieties on him. He cares for you. Amen. He cares for you. Don't cast your anxiety on social media. Don't cast it on your friends, your family. Cast it on the Lord. Amen. Submit yourself to his mighty hand, and in due timing, he will lift you up. Due timing, perfect timing. You might feel down and out now. You might feel like it's all over and all that, but it's just in the beginning for you, brother. It's the beginning for you, sister. He's going to lift you up in due timing, his timing, perfect timing. He's refining you, purifying you, strengthening you, molding you. Stay strong through the process, people. Amen. Resist the devil, people. Resist him. Because the devil hates the new blessing you're about to get. He hates the new blessing and healing and direct deliverance, restoration you're about to get. He hates what you're about to step into. So that's why he wants to resist and pull and what have you. Resist the devil. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Keep Satan under your feet. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So that's the message. All right. I just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I just pray that you repent and get baptized, that your life will for the Most High. I pray that you stay more firm, people. We need to be more firm, more stability, firm and stability, okay? Firm and stability, all right? Yes, yes, y'all. So I would like, as I close out, I'd like to give y'all this priestly blessing on the way out. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. Praying for you all. Love you all. Peace.